actor Sam Straley comes home to Cincinnati tonight from L.A. with great news. His ABC new fall sitcom called The Kids Are All Right has been given a full season order by the network. The 2013 Anderson High School graduate headed to Hollywood last year after graduating from DePaul University's theater school. He made his TV network debut in October in the premiere of The Kids Are All Right, a comedy about a 1970s large Irish Catholic family. Sam plays Lawrence Cleary, the oldest of the eight Cleary boys who had just dropped out of the seminary and returned home to live with his family in their cramped suburban L.A. home with just three bedrooms and one bath. Sam, welcome to WVXU.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So ABC just gave The Kids Are All Right a full season order. So you've got a bit of job security, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, a network's really interesting in the sense that it doesn't tell you a lot about what's going on in the future. You know, you book the pilot and you're like, oh, that's really exciting. But they're like, oh, calm down. We don't know if it's a series yet. And then you get the series and then they're like, well, we're not sure if it's the full season yet. And then, you know, so you're constantly waiting to hear. But yes, this is a great, great next step moving forward.
So how are you going to celebrate? Do you get a new car? Do you buy a house? I mean, you got a full year that you're golden for.
I don't know. I do want to travel a little bit. I make my own stuff. So I think those are the two ways that I enjoy spending my money is on film and on
when you
travel.
Make your own stuff, you mean film your own?
Yeah.
So how did they find you or you find them?
Well, I was living in Chicago at the time and I had been waiting for months for an audition for pilot season because I guess it was starting later in the year. And I'm used to being January, February being like, you know, really heavy.
Pilot season, exactly.
Pilots, you know?
When they shoot the pilots in January and February, and then by May, a network will announce its fall season. And those shows, the pilot, one episode, is what they base buying it so it will go on the air in September.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did you shoot this?
So I shot this in, I think, March. So it was a really quick turnaround. So I'd been auditioning for a while, and I put a lot of stuff on self-tape because I'm out of Chicago and I'm not going in the room. And, you know, I put so much on self-tape before. I was like, yeah, you know, this is my first audition of the pilot season. And I go in, and right as I'm leaving the office, like 15 minutes later, I get a call from the casting directors. And they're like, hey, we like love your work. And we've got a few notes. Could you retape? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And I retaped. And then they called me in for a screen test out in L.A. So it was my first time out in L.A. Super excited. And I was so obviously nervous, but I was so driven and ready to go. I was like, come on, we got to do this. We got to do this. So
were you auditioning for other roles too, or is this the only one that in pilot season that you were trying for?
I think this was my first one in pilot season. I had worked on a few films prior to this project, but the schedule for film is a lot different than TV, right? And network TV especially. So yeah, this was like, you know, January and February are usually really busy, but they weren't. And so like come like February 15th, I got my first audition for this.
So The Kids Are All Right. It's about this crazy Irish Catholic family, suburban LA, eight kids in a tiny house, which is based on the experience of an executive producer, Tim Doyle, the creator of the show. So what was your experience? You grew up Catholic in Anderson Township?
Yeah.
Eight kids?
I have an older sister and a younger sister. So I'm the middle child. But my mom comes from a huge Catholic family, you know. So I sort of know what Lawrence is going through in terms of a small space with a lot of people, you know.
So two sisters.
Two sisters.
Mom and dad, Anderson Township.
Mm-hmm.
One bathroom?
No. I think we have three bathrooms, thank God.
So you could draw on what you've heard from your mom talk about her childhood and what it was like to have a whole lot of kids under one roof?
Yeah. So my parents divorced when we were really young. My mom, I think for like a few months while I was like a baby, I lived with my grandma Gert, her mom. So we were like always at that house and we would always have so many people over and like the whole family would be there. So I could really gauge on like what it was like to, you know, have so many people under one roof and have so many different ages in one room. So
I've got to ask about the hair.
Because
you got this shoulder length hippie hair going on. And our listeners can't see you now, but you got what I'd call a normal haircut.
Yeah.
So what's it like wearing that wig?
It was a little aggravating at first, but you get used to it. I mean, what I love about it is that, you know, it definitely serves as like a mask in a way. You know, it informs so much of my character, the way I move, the way I walk, the way I talk. So at first I was like, you know, in the script it says, yeah, that we want some guy with like really long hair. And I'm like, and I auditioned for the younger brother, Eddie, before Lawrence. And when I got an audition for Lawrence, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, they're going to cast someone with like really long hair. But no, I got the part and I was like, what are they going to do? And they're like, well, they're giving you a wig, man. And I was like, okay.
So when you wear it, what kind of reaction do you get from people, especially women, when you got the wig?
Oh, just great reactions. No, it's funny because like that's how everyone recognized me on set. And so I'll walk in the morning without my wig on and people like legitimately don't know who I am. Like,
they kind of recognize the face, but they're not sure.
They do a double take and they're like, oh, I can't recognize you. And if I had a dollar for every time I heard like, oh, look at you with the long hair.
Ever tempted to wear it when you go out to the Hollywood clubs or restaurants?
I would, but they would not let me take that off set. I wish.
So you've been in Hollywood, what, a year?
No.
6 months, 7 months?
I just came out here. We filmed the pilot and then I came back for a few months while we waited. I was in Chicago.
So you're back in like July or August?
August. So I've only been there for a few months.
Do you know how lucky you are? I mean, to land a regular serious role in a pilot, not a guest shot. And then to have that pilot make the fall schedule and then to get a full season order guaranteeing you work through the spring or maybe for years. It's like winning the lottery in Hollywood.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, I thank my lucky stars every day. I mean, it's really, truly incredible. I'm so thankful, so grateful. And I really honestly haven't really wrapped my head around it, you know.
What do you draw on from your Cincinnati Catholic upbringing background? What informs you when you do this character?
Well, we do a lot of like church stuff, you know, and also like Lawrence comes from the seminary, you know, there's a local seminary.
Down the street.
You know, I went there in eighth grade to like check it out for a school field trip. You know, so like I honestly walked in very comfortable. We actually just did a scene in that church and there's this whole sequence where, you know, when we say, you know, the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours now and forever. Well, that's like part of the
script.
The script where someone uses now and forever as like, you know, a punchline. And, you know, growing up Catholic, you just like, you say that all the time. Like, I don't even have to think about it to say. And so we're doing this whole like church sequence and I'm like teaching the kids what they have to do because they're standing in the pew, like their hands aren't folded. They aren't, you know. And I have to go in and be like, okay, boys, okay, so let's line up. You stand like this, you sit like this, you know, you pray like this, and yeah.
Did you go to Catholic grade school or to one of the Anderson schools?
I went to Guardian Angels.
Guardian Angels?
Yeah, go Angels.
An altar boy, another whole smear?
Yeah, I was an altar boy, yeah. It wasn't my thing. I fainted the first time I was an altar boy. I don't know if it was the nerves or the incense or what. But
my brother did too.
Yeah.
But his real sin was that he was going across the altar. And he kicked the consecration bell, and it goes ring, 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 and it goes down like three steps and across.
Of course. Like, that has to happen if you're an altar boy. No, I joined because I think I had a crush on someone, and I was like, oh, she's an altar girl. And I was like, oh, well, maybe they'll pair us up or something. But it was just not for me.
So I want to talk to you a bit about your grandfather, Roger Grooms. Many of our listeners will remember Roger as a local community theater director. He was a film critic and theater critic for The Enquirer and for Nick Clooney's Channel 12's newscast in the late 70s and 80s. And when I started The Enquirer, I would work nights in the newsroom as a reporter and then a suburban editor. And when he'd come in to write his review, he usually would sit at the computer terminal next to me or one over, and he'd have his notes all spread out, and he'd write the story. You know, he was just a great guy, just fun to talk to. So he was very formative in your career.
Absolutely.
Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be here without him. I mean, that goes without saying. He would take me to films growing up, him and my dad, but my grandpa would go and we would go at like hours when we would be literally the only people in the theater growing up. And that's when I knew, I was like, that's what I want to do. And that's what I'm going to pursue. And, you know, he had such a big knowledge of film and he knew all these people and it was exciting to be around him. And he always had stories and stuff. And he was the kind of one who kind of sparked the flame, if you will.
What struck me was I knew a little bit about his influence on you, but when I looked up your ABC bio on the website for the show, you actually mention him and give him props in your bio.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to. I mean, truly, like, he changed the way I looked at a lot of things, and he was always there.
So you thought, that's what I want to do. And you were how old?
I was like 4. I remember.
Really?
Always. I think like growing up, like I always was like, I'm an actor. I'm going to be an actor. And, you know, like as you get older, you know, I also wanted to be a Jedi and, you know, stuff like that. But always, it was always like, you know, I'm going to be an actor.
I also knew Roger Grooms was an umpire.
Yeah.
So you could have been an umpire or a ball player.
Yeah. but, you know, I was never an athlete, you know, not much of an athlete. And my dad was like, loves sports, you know, still does, you know.
Yeah. When you walk into the ABC soundstage in LA, do you think of your grandfather, the guy that got you there?
Kind of? Yeah. It's actually crazy. In the studio, there's all these posters and they're random, but I guess like things have been filmed there or whatever. And I'm looking through and there's this Milk Money poster. You remember the movie Milk Money?
Right.
Well, my grandpa had like a line in that movie, a few lines. And so, you know.
The Ed Harris film that was shot here and in Lebanon. Yeah.
And so my grandpa had like a few lines. And so I also remember, you know, that was a big moment where I was like, oh my God, grandpa, like that's you. You're in that. Like you can do that. That's amazing. And so I was walking by in one of the nooks and crannies of the studio and I see this Milk Money poster and I'm like, oh, that's a sign. That's grandpa saying, hey, you know.
Do you think about what he's thinking or when he's looking down on you and you're in the studio?
You know, I do. I think about him all the time. I think of my grandma, who was an actor, his wife, and how much they've influenced. Yeah. And I really want to make him proud. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to grow as an actor and to get better and to sharpen my skills. And that's what I'm doing. And so I really, really hope that I'm making him proud.
So the other thing that's really lucky for you is I'm sure that by now you've run into other actors or people your age who came to Hollywood a bit earlier, but they had to wait tables, wash cars, you know, sell insurance, whatever they had to do. I mean, you're out of the box.
It's incredible. It's amazing. I mean, and I told myself while I was in Chicago, I told myself, it's like, if I'm going to go out to LA, I'm gonna go because I'm working on something. You know, I didn't want to just go out there because New York and LA are completely different machines. You know, where Chicago, it's a smaller community out there, though they're doing really, really amazing things. You know, there's a handful of casting directors. There's a handful of agents.
Are the Chicago NBC shows shot there at all?
Yeah.
No. You actually had a guest shot or something.
Yeah. And I worked on Chicago PD twice, two different episodes, two completely different characters.
Good guy or bad guy?
I don't know. I was just a little bad guy. Two bad guys. Two, you know, shady boys.
And you got a film coming out next year, right?
Yeah, actually, I have three. It's coming out. One of them's called Teacher. One of them's called Hala. And one is called Once Upon a River. And it's based on the novel by Bonnie Jo Campbell.
Are they all independent films?
Yeah, they're all independent. And they all shot in or around Chicago. And getting in those rooms, obviously very thankful. But they were casting those roles out of Chicago.
So you got a full season order, which means you'll be shooting until end of March or so, thereabouts.
Yeah.
Have you thought about what you're going to do on your summer vacation?
On my summer I really want to keep working. You know, I really want to – I feel like I'm learning so much. I mean, waking up and going to work, you know, it's completely different from auditioning because with auditioning, you're prepping as much as you can, and then you do it once, and then you leave. Or, like, you have a guest star, you know, you're on for 3 days. Like, it better be – great those 3 days or else you're going to feel like you're just going to watch and go, oh God.
But, so doing a series, a role, you're prepped for that because you got different pages every day. As opposed to when you did plays in Anderson, which is you did the same page over and over.
Yeah. I mean, what's cool about this is that it's kind of like I describe it as like a marriage, you know, because you go in and you're like, okay, well, I'm the actor. And then, I think I know about this character. I think I know. But also there's so many questions and there's so much of a gray area that each week I get to refine and get closer to what, you know, what's there. And the writers every week are giving me new clues as to who I am. And so it's kind of like this, like you take it as it goes.
When you get those pages, I mean, if you see something that you really think, hey, that's not really how my character, are you allowed to talk to the director or somebody to
say,
you're just doing the words on the page?
For sure. I mean, you know, no matter what, I just want to serve the story in the best way that I can, you know? So like if there's something that I'm like really struggling with, I will definitely go up to the director or the creator and say, hey, like, can you help me out with this? Like, what are you reading when you read it? Because I'm reading this and then this is, you know, confusing me and, you know, yeah. So they're very helpful. And right now, I never assume that the writing's off. You know, like I definitely am very new. I'm definitely not like, hey, this is my character wouldn't say this. You know, I'm definitely like, okay, this is what you gave me. How can I do it right? You know?
So here's my last question. You've had great success out of the box. Mm. But if you look 5 or 10 years into the future, if you could wave a magic wand, what is success for Sam? Is your goal to do movies or Broadway or more TV or sitcoms or drama? Or you want to write and direct? If you could wave that magic wand, what's your goal?
I really want to continue working in film and continue working as a filmmaker and as an actor in film. And I want to work you know, with the best of the best. People ask me this all the time, and I think about it, and it's hard to say a specific five-year thing, but I'm constantly and always want to be and working toward being my favorite actor's favorite actor and my favorite filmmaker's favorite filmmaker and, you know, my favorite filmmaker's favorite actor and my favorite actor's favorite filmmaker. Like, just, like, being my best self and continue, you know, getting so much better and being better than I ever thought I could be.
But would that be the best of what you would do? Would it be in movies, or do you see yourself do Broadway sometime, or still on TV? Or
I think majority film for sure, but I do think, you know, every few years I do want to do a play, because I think theater keeps you sharp, you know. Right. Like with film and TV, you know, they're alike in so many ways, but they differ in the way that you work on it. So you can, you know, if I mess up my scene in the show, they're not going to use that take. They're going to use the take that I think. But with a play, like, that's all one take. You got to go. You got to do it. So I'm definitely thinking about doing a show every few years, you know.
Well, Sam, thanks for taking time from your long-awaited homecoming to visit with us tonight.
Of course, man. Thanks so much for having me.
This has been a great fun, and I wish you well.
You too, man. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Sam Straley, the 2013 Anderson High School graduate who plays Lawrence Cleary on ABC's new fall sitcom, The Kids Are All Right. On our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati, you'll find a link to his ABC show. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Keeswick. Sometimes